This is Valley Edition. A new coffee shop in Bakersfield offers more than just lattes and blended drinks. It also seeks to raise awareness about human trafficking. In fact, many of the people who work at the Rescue Grounds Coffee Company at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital are victims of human trafficking themselves. It's all part of a project from the Bakersfield nonprofit Magdalene Hope. Its founder, Doug Bennett, joins us now on Valley Edition. Doug, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great. Doug, where did the idea of this project come from?
You know, it's kind of crazy how we operate with Magdalene Hope. We were having a board meeting back in June of last year and shared some fundraising ideas around some public awareness ideas and also a way to employ the women. We have a safe house about an hour out of Bakersfield, a safe shelter for women that we rescue out of the lifestyle, and we offer them an opportunity to earn a college degree through a college here in Bakersfield, but we've never had the opportunity to employ them. And I guess maybe early of last year, I was in talks with a couple of producers in Hollywood about doing a reality show that would follow me around with cameras and just follow my life around, you know, with the shelter and rescuing and the women we work with, and we came up with the name Rescue Grounds, and we kind of laughed and said, man, if we ever open a coffee shop, we got a great name. And when our meeting in June, as we were talking as a board, one of our board members actually works at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital, and she said, hey, the coffee kiosk is available. We could open a coffee shop. And another board member said, hey, my brother owns Spearhead Coffee in Paso Robles, and I'm sure he'd give you a great deal. So it was just kind of one thing led to another. We had a meeting with the vice president, and not being in the coffee business, we just kind of sold him on me being the Humanitarian of the Year award winner for 2016 for Bakersfield, and just said, hey, here's a guy that's doing solid work in your town who's rescuing women. How about giving us a shot at a coffee shop? And he did, and we opened Rescue Grounds Coffee Company last month.
So how is it working so far, and what has the response been in the community?
Man, the response has been overwhelmingly just an outpouring of love and compassion by this community. This community is amazing in just the way that they support efforts from individuals and from organizations trying to make a difference in this town. So we've had quite a bit of support. We've had some people coming out, and I think it's just more of getting the word out and whatnot. I think we're about break even each day, which from what I hear for a new business, especially a food or coffee shop, is pretty good. You know, the partnership with Spearhead Coffee is we have they were voted the 16th best coffee shop in the United States by Food Network. So we have a quality product. And then we've also gotten some local vendors to partner with us to carry their baked goods. So Smith's Bakery, Jake's Tex-Mex restaurant, we have Jake's Cake for sale. We have Hodel Cinnamon Rolls and Berrylicious Pies, fried pies and cobbler. So I can't.
Sounds delicious. Sounds delicious.
It is. I can't sell anything hot to compete with the cafeteria, but I can sell ready-made food. And so that's why I went with the best bakeries that I know of in our region and then offered those to our customers.
Tell me more about the women who work there and their stories and how has this changed their lives?
You know, we have a couple of survivors. So we have a shelter that we rescue the women to. We offer a one-year program. It's called Restoration Ranch. And once they graduate, we offer them 9 months of transitional housing so they can transition back in, get a job, save up some money, and then we help them get a place and get back on their feet and get them doing something other than being sold or selling themselves. And so we have two survivors that graduated our program. They also graduated from Summit Bible College, and they've come on board to work with us, and they're very thankful, and we're very thankful to partner with them again and to work with them. So we're really, really, really excited to have them on board.
So it's at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. Where can people find it at the hospital?
So that's at 420 34th Street, and it's just inside the main entrance. So as you come in the main entrance on 34th, it's at the end of the hallway, Rescue Grounds Coffee Company. It's a really good product, and we have really good prices.
Is there a lot more need for opportunities for victims of human trafficking like this to be able to get a job and transition back into a more normal lifestyle?
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of the women that are sold, they're held against their will, they're drugged, they're put out on the street. It's a horrific crime against humanity. And a lot of these women who are out there who are being sold, they get court cases against them, and makes it difficult for them to find employment. So, yeah, we thought it was key to offer them a way to earn a living and be effective in our society.
Again, it's called Rescue Grounds Coffee Company at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. The goal is to raise awareness about human trafficking and provide jobs for the victims of human trafficking. The founder of Magdalene Hope is with us today, Doug Bennett. Doug, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Joe. Hey, real quick, Dignity Health at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital has been amazing, and they offered us 1 year free rent, 1 year free water, 1 year free electricity. All at no cost for us, just to partner with us to help change these survivors' lives. And we just want to thank them for that.
Sounds like a great partnership indeed. Again, Doug Bennett with Magdalene Hope. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.